WFXX.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
And we are off and running on a feeling fine, a fantastic, a fabulous football Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese with you. And, well, I can't hear anything, so we'll remove the headphones here.
Uh-oh.
Phone line is available for your use, though. We'd love to hear from you at 814-954-7266 if you want to join the big show as we launch into a football weekend.
You sound good.
We have, like you need to tell me. We have a lot going on this weekend, including Penn State football, the Nittany Lions, taking on the Panthers. The renewal of the Nittany Lions versus Panthers rivalry tomorrow at 12 noon.
That's a different Panthers.
Huh? Well, no, this is it's a rivalry. It goes back a game.
Yeah.
Penn State has the better of the rivalry so far. You can feel the intensity building. The Panthers and the Nittany Lions.
Okay.
Spit on FIU or something like that is, if I'm remembering right, the, speaking of spitting, we'll have more on the NFL start, later in this morning's program.
Unbelievable.
Some, open phone time though to get things underway. It is a high school football Friday as well. Lots going on the, high school football front. This evening as well. Action will get underway at 7 o'clock. Busy weekend in Penn State sports. Again, we'll run that all down coming up in the second segment of this morning's big show. And if you're out and about this morning, I thought it was just me, but I've been told, nope, it's others. Because sometimes I'm a little foggy in the morning. It's actually foggy out there, so maybe give yourself a little extra time. And I'm guessing Mr. Giese would have a suggestion on what you could do with your vehicle on a morning like this. Possibly be right here, Mr.
I am
Giese?
So transparent. Holy smokes. And you admit you're foggy. All right. That's a good thing. You need to admit your shortcomings.
I got the medicated drink. It takes the fog away, but this morning it wasn't working as effectively as I was hoping.
First off, it's foggy seemingly everywhere, which is a little unusual. Usually kind of spotty, like in valleys and so on. I mean, I had fog the whole drive in from Penns Valley this morning. And right, we're looking out. We got a big window here in our studio.
I see fog.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dense fog this morning. Yes, get your head and taillights on. Come on. I'm driving along, and this silver pickup sort of emerges from the fog right
Ta-da!
In front of me. I'm like, buddy.
Here I am.
Get your lights on, please. So that we can see you better. And apparently this fog, you know, normally by, I don't know, 9 o'clock, it's gone. Apparently this is going to hang around for a while this morning. All right. This is thick. Humidity is up. Might hit 80 degrees today, which
that's warm.
I think that's the warmest day we've had in a little while now. Weather for high school football tonight looks great. Yes. Can't wait. And, now Penn State game tomorrow. Yeah. Maybe shower, maybe drizzle. All right. So if you're going to the game, plan accordingly. All right. We need rain. We still need rain. Now, again, depending on where you live, you got a decent amount of rain, like a shower yesterday. Not so much at my house, but at least enough to keep the dust down, which is a good thing. And a little bit for the grass. All right. I guess that's fine, too. Actually, Florida International, all right? I've heard of Florida International. I had to actually look this one up, all right? Because my first thought was, okay, where is this school? I actually don't even know where Florida International is from. All right. Looks like we got a phone call there, I think. They're actually from Miami. All right. Florida International is down in Miami, so South Florida. And you may not have heard of Florida International, but it has an enrollment of about 58,000 students. That's a good-sized school. Penn State is bigger as far as students are concerned, you know, statewide and all that sort of thing. But Miami International has 58,000 students. It's called Florida International, which is an interesting name. According to one source I have, they have students there from about 142 different countries. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. Now, by the way, I checked on Penn State. Penn State's about the same. They have students from, you know, at all the different campuses from about 140 different countries. Roughly speaking, there are, I think, 200 countries across the planet. And so Penn State is very diverse. Florida International is very diverse. So there, you know a little bit more. And, yes, they're the Panthers. And, yes, at some point they played once. And Penn State, I think, won that game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of going away.
If you need it.
I don't know what. I'm not sure what the latest spread is on this game tomorrow. But anyway, so there is your introduction to Florida International. So noontime tomorrow should be a pretty good game. All right. Let's see. Do we have a call or not?
Last I saw, Penn State was
40-something.
40. Looks like 41.5 this morning.
So six touchdowns would be 42. Okay.
That is correct.
All right. See, that's different than last week. See, we could play the over. You want to play the over-under game? But they got to cover over or under?
They will cover.
You think?
They will cover.
I think in this case, I'm going to agree with you.
See?
All right. I'm going to go for the over 40. Again, for me, the magic number, for whatever reason, is 42. It was 42 last week, but that wasn't enough to cover. So I said, no, they're not going to cover. And it turned out I was right. Okay. Ding. This one's a little different. All right. So 42 does cover. Yeah. I think I'm good for that. So we'll see how that goes there. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? A bunch of photos and videos shared on social media and such last night. Apparently, what is going on here? Another power transformer apparently blew up in State College last evening, and there's people are, you know, big arcing, and it's flashing, and apparently some people lost power and so on. This was near the Rise apartment building. Where this thing just blew up, and so emergency personnel had to show up and so on. That got people all excited. All right, how many blown transformers have we had in the last 2 or 3 months? Folks, anybody else thinking this is a little weird? Thankfully, it was not at our studio, because the prior ones always hit us. Not here. Another part. Watch out. All right, the Powerball. Oh, come on. Everybody's running out of play the Powerball. The next drawing is tomorrow night. The jackpot will be at least $1.7 billion with a B. It'll probably be, I'm going to guess, at least $1.8, because, again, people are going to rush to buy tickets today and tomorrow if they haven't done it already. Hint, hint, I already bought mine. Okay, there we go. So I'm ready to go for what that's worth. By the way, I did a little searching because I was curious. I'm thinking, man, $1.7 or $8 billion, that's an unbelievable amount of money. Is that the biggest jackpot ever? Well, the answer is no. All right. 3 or so years ago, there was one, and I think it was a Powerball jackpot, just barely over the $2 billion mark. Now, if this one rolls again tomorrow night, no doubt the next one, which would be on Monday evening, would be over $2 billion. No doubt, because people are going to go bananas now lining up to buy tickets for this gig. Now, again, if somehow you don't know this, the jackpot, all right, let's use a round number. Let's say $2 billion. $2 billion. If you win, do you get $2 billion? No. All right, you don't. For a number of reasons. First, you got to pay taxes on it, so and that would be significant. Also, most people go for what's called the cash payout, like, give me a lump sum right now. roughly the lump sum is about half the total. So if it's a $2 billion jackpot, the lump sum one payment, oh my gosh, here it comes, would be around $1 billion to somebody or somebody's. If you do an office pool and you put your money in a pot and somebody goes and buy tickets and then you split the difference. All right, that's fine. Can you imagine? Well, even tomorrow night, if it's like $1.8 billion, all right, do that for like half, roughly. Can you imagine? Hey, here's your check for $900 million. Now, again, okay, there's your check. First thing you got to do is make sure your taxes get paid. Boo. All right, so you don't get that. So, I don't know, slice a third off that total, I think. I'm rounding here a little bit. But still, all right, $600 million. Gee, Ironhead, what could I do with $600 million?
What could you do?
I could buy a lot of medicated drinks. Heck, I could buy the whole franchise.
Not a bad idea.
You want to go for that?
Think of it.
Buy the whole franchise.
Heck yeah.
So there you go. All right, Powerball ticket, again, $2. Again, the other one is Mega Millions, and several months ago, for whatever reason, a Mega Millions ticket now is $5, all right? Powerball is still $2, and they get these massive jackpots. Oh, so if you go to get a ticket, I'd say be prepared maybe to stand in line at a local store, wherever you get this stuff, all right?
If you win, that's a pretty good return on investment.
$2 for $1.7 billion. Yeah,
that's
a pretty smart investment.
Which is what? Yeah.
You picked the right number.
Well, yes. All right, all six of them.
Yeah.
All right. So, again, I don't pick numbers. First off, I don't play the lottery until this happens. Just outrageous jackpots, just insane stuff. And I just, put in my money in the machine, and, okay, I want this game, Powerball in this case, boom. And I just sort of hit the button, okay, pick numbers for me. Because in this case, the computer or whatever is not going to do any better job than I am of picking numbers. I haven't had any dreams lately. Oh, I see six numbers. Oh, no, I don't know. My dreams don't work that way. Shoot, wish they would. Hey, God, can you help me out? That'd be really cool. So there you go. Today, tomorrow night's the drawing. Is somebody finally going to nail this thing? Holy mackerel. Then we have other weird news. Now, this made news this week. I caught this on multiple, national outlets. folks, we're living in weird times. We really are. This was down in Tallahassee, Florida. Did you see this story? Where the police showed up at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant. All right. Now, we have one of those kind of close by. It's down in Altoona. Used to take my kids there when they were still kids a very long time ago. Fun restaurant. Pizza's not bad. They've got games you can play. They used to have a floor show, which I'm not sure if they still have the floor show anymore, with dancing animals and singing animals and all this other stuff. It's a fun place to go. So the police show up at this Tallahassee Chuck E. Cheese. And I guess, do all police now have to wear body cams, all right? They wear a camera so that whenever they're out doing their jobs and duties, the camera, I guess, is always rolling. And so if someone later disputes, hey, that policeman did this, well, no, I've got the body cam that shows I didn't do that, okay? So apparently one of the police body cams recorded this whole thing. The police march into the Chuck E. Cheese, and they arrest Chuck E. Cheese. They arrested him. All right. There he is. He's big mouse. Chuck E. Cheese a mouse. Big head, furry costume. They arrest the guy in the costume. Okay. They arrest the guy for alleged credit card theft. All right. Apparently some customer alleged that somebody got their credit card number and then used it for other things. Okay. And according to whoever is pressing charges, the last time they used their card was at Chuck E. Cheese. And apparently they gave their card to this particular person who, when the police showed up on a different day, this guy is in the Chuck E. Cheese suit. All right. It was his turn, I guess, to be in the suit. And they arrest him. They handcuff him in the restaurant. The guy is still in his suit, head and all. and they're leading Chuck E. Cheese out of the restaurant. And kids are there, of course. They're like, they're arresting Chuck E. Cheese. And so they lead the guy outside. The cameras are still rolling. To get him into the squad car, okay, they have to take the head off because the Chuck E. Cheese head is too big to fit in the back seat. So finally, they take the head off the guy, and okay, there he is. Now we get to see him. They put him in the squad car, and they drive him away. But again, the body cam also includes audio, all right? It's the whole thing. And so one outlet puts pretty much it's the whole play-by-play. And so a mom is asking for a picture of this whole thing. And the one police officer, this is a quote, Chucky's a little bit busy, ma'am.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Really? Then it continues, because apparently the guy in the suit is, I don't know, kind of resisting a little bit. And so the policeman, this is a quote, the policeman says, Chucky, come with me. Chucky, stop resisting. You're being detained. Stop resisting. Don't cause a scene here. Okay, Chucky. By the way, it was Jermell Jones, 41 years old. This actually happened in late July, and they just released it the other day. All right, Chucky, buddy, Chucky, what are you doing? Okay, for the kids listening, it was not Chucky. Okay, it was a guy pretending to be Chucky.
Clearly.
It's kind of like the Santa Claus thing. All right, there's the real Santa Claus. And then there are these other people, they're either stand-ins for Santa Claus or they're faking being Santa Claus. You need to be careful because obviously it's September now, which means Christmas season's going to start here in like 2 weeks. Be ready for that. And when you make sure that you get the real Santa or the stand-in Santas that are really good stand-up guys.
That's right.
Or it could be a gal. No, it's usually a guy. All right. It's usually a guy. So watch out for the stand-up. Beware of the fake Santas, all right? They're out there. Beware of those. Okay. All right. Looking forward to seeing this. Actually, I've already seen it. The Penn State football game tomorrow is on, help me out, what channel? TV channel?
Big Ten Network.
Big Ten Network. Okay, I should have known that. Yeah, FIU. All right, Big Ten Network. Penn State. If you ever watch these like football games, basketball games, and so on, at some point during the game, they air a commercial for each team. All right, so tomorrow, I assume, there will be a Penn State commercial that will air, and then I guess at some point there will be a Florida International commercial that will air. And I've seen this football games, basketball games. I assume they do it for other sports, too, that they air commercials for both teams. And you've seen these, and I've mentioned these here before. Most other colleges and universities, their commercials they're okay. All right. It's more, hey, we're so-and-so. Look what we have. We have this. We have this. We have that. We have that. And it's more like a laundry list of, look at all the things we have. Okay. That's kind of boring. I've always credited the Penn State crew, whoever does their commercials, I think they do a phenomenal job because they have commercials that sort of tell stories. It's a story. And by sort of relating the story, the idea is get a good feel for that school. It's not just a laundry list. And so the other day, Penn State, I guess, posted, okay, here's our new commercial. All right, they've had one for a number of years. And so they have come out with a new one, and I watched it, and I liked it. All right. Agriculture is a big part of the commercial. Well, what started Penn State? Farmers High School. All right. A lot of science stuff. People doing science things. Okay. You know, research, development, science. Okay, that's great. Of course, sports. They had a shot, I guess, from Rec Hall with a couple of Penn State women's volleyball players. You know, one girl, you know, spikes and slams the ball down. And, of course, there's a shot of Beaver Stadium and a whiteout and people shaking their pom-poms and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's just a great story without, we're Penn State. We have this, 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 and this. Boring. So kudos again to whoever makes those Penn State commercials. I think they do a great job. The one thing they didn't have, which surprised me, at the very end of the commercial, they put up sort of the Penn State logo, all right, like the official academic whatever logo. The prior commercial, you hear the crowd at Beaver Stadium yell, "We are Penn State!" This one doesn't do that. It just puts up the logo. And I just thought, wow, I would have put up the "We are Penn State," because that's one thing that Penn State is nationally known for, that chant, "We are Penn State." And
I've
you get 100,
heard
you get
it. Before.
What's that?
Wait, what's this chant? I've never heard this one before.
Okay, you need to go see my friend, the audiologist.
Huh.
Okay, my very good friend. They don't have it on the end of this new commercial. And I guess I'm a little surprised by that, because that's like Penn State's calling card. "We are Penn State." It's not there. It's just they just put up the logo at the very end. I would assume it's going to air tomorrow during the game. So if you're watching on television, of course. So be on the lookout for that. And, if you have thoughts on it, I like the commercial. I would have had "We Are Penn State" on at the end. I just would have. That's what I would have done. But the rest, it's a 30-second commercial. And it just does a good job of the feel of Penn State, not the laundry list of Penn State. Because the idea is you're trying to attract people's attention, like, whoa, that's cool. Maybe I'd like to go to that school. The feel and the look. And a very diverse, all sorts of different people are in the commercial and so on. Backgrounds and all that sort of thing. Good commercial. I liked it. Except for the end, maybe. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Sports stuff? Oh, yeah, we have some sports stuff.
Is there sports stuff?
Sports stuff. We'll have some open line time. Again, Donald Trump, the gift that keeps on giving. All right. Defense Department, vaccine mandates, chaos everywhere. Oh, isn't it great to be a talk show host? It is these days. So listen for that. You'll have a chance to make your calls as well. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox on a foggy Friday, and we will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coolest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines. The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails. Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a feeling fine football Friday. Love this time of the year. We'll have some open phone time coming up, but a check of sports here. Penn State football getting ready for week two of the 2025 season. The Nittany Lions will host Florida International in a noon kickoff at Beaver Stadium. Both teams come in at 1-0. The Nittany Lions are indeed 41.5 point favorites in tomorrow's contest. You can get ready for the big game. We'll have some Penn State football talk undoubtedly here before 10 o'clock. Of course, we will have Joe Lednoski and the Pennsylvania Sports Network rolling your way today from noon to 2. Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show will air from 3 to 4. Also, that show will re-air tomorrow morning from 7 to 8. Jed Donahue will get you revved up for the big weekend of sports at hand. 4 to 6 this afternoon, you can listen for Jed. And then Jed will have his big Saturday blowout tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And a quick reminder that on Sunday, Landon Tangwall and Goon Conlon will break down the big game between Penn State and Florida International. They'll do so from the student bookstore in downtown State College. We air that program from 10 to 11 on Sunday mornings of home football weekends. The Deer Goon will also be hosting, I believe Landon now is going to be helping out with that throughout the season as well, the Players Show over at the Penn State Golf Courses. That'll be Monday evening from 6 to 7. So lots of coverage to get you ready for Penn State football and to recap the game that will be, and by then will have been, against Florida International. High school football on tap tonight, a big one, and I do mean a big one, at Memorial Field tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. Your 2-0 Little Lions, ranked 10th in the Pennsylvania Football News rankings, take on second-ranked Harrisburg, also 2-0 on the young season. Also tonight, Belfont will be home against Bishop Guilfoyle. Big intra-county matchup with Penns Valley hosting Bald Eagle area and Phillipsburg Osceola looking to keep things rolling off to a 2-0 start. The Mounties will visit Clearfield tonight. Penn State women's soccer team losing a tough one, a 1-0 battle at 8th-ranked Virginia last night. The Cavaliers scoring the game's only goal just 2 minutes into the contest. Both teams had some chances after that, but neither able to cash in. And so Penn State falls to 3-2-1 on the young season. Virginia, by the way, still unbeaten. Cavaliers came in ranked 8th, Penn State 9th, and again, a tough battle. Mackenzie Gress did have 4 saves in goal for the Nittany Lions. High school golf action from yesterday. It was Phillipsburg Osceola winning a LHAC match yesterday. Phillipsburg shot a 329, led by Jake Lucas, who shot a 68 on the day. Belfont, just to make sure I have these scores right. Yeah, Belfont was second with a 344. Clearfield, third at 365. Then it was Bald Eagle area shooting a 361 and Penns Valley a 391 in the action yesterday. Let's see. Also, we have the, again, a busy weekend in Penn State sports. Big one tonight at Rec Hall, where the returning national champions looking to snap a 2-game losing skid now, as the Penn State women's volleyball team will take on 4th-ranked Kentucky in the home opener. Big opportunity here for the Nittany Lions. That match will be at 8 o'clock tonight. It will air live on Fox. Penn State also will face New Hampshire on Sunday at 2 o'clock, also in Rec Hall. In between, New Hampshire and Kentucky we'll meet each other tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Nittany Lions are 2-2 on the young season. Again, a busy weekend in Penn State sports. Also today, Penn State field hockey home against Delaware. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. Penn State cross country teams will be competing tomorrow. That is today at the Dolan Duels down at Lock Haven. That action will get underway at 6 o'clock this evening for the women, and then at 6:30 for the men. That action is today. Also at Jeffrey Field tonight, Penn State men's hockey, men's soccer, not men's hockey. I have hockey on my mind. We were just got into a long discussion today about this Beaver Stadium game. Looking forward to it. Penn State men's soccer, though, is what will be at Jeffrey Field tonight. The Nittany Lions taking on Mercyhurst. That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff. By the way, women's volleyball, of course, with this being the home opener and what with them winning the national championship last year, there will be a little ceremony where they're going to raise a little something we like to call a national championship banner at Rec Hall. And it will go into the rafters there. And well-earned, well-deserved, and looking forward to that special moment for that special team. And we'll see if Nittany Lions can get a big win to boot here tonight. Also coming up on Sunday, Penn State field hockey will have its second home game of the weekend, taking on St. Joseph's. That'll be at 12 noon on Sunday. And the Penn State women's soccer team will be back in action, staying in Virginia. They'll be in Lynchburg Sunday afternoon. That'll be a 1 o'clock start at Liberty University. And let's try to double check. I think Penn State, yeah, the women's golf team will be at the Cougar Classic down in Charleston, South Carolina. That is Monday and Tuesday coming up in the upcoming week. Just trying to double check here. I think that is the Penn State, yes, Penn State sports scene for the weekend. State College field hockey getting a very good win yesterday, firing off 30 shots. State College wins it 7-0 yesterday as State High on the road gets the victory. You know what I didn't write down?
The opponent?
I think it was it Chambersburg? Oh, my gosh. Let me go back here. My apologies.
They won.
This is what happens when you're
they won.
Try to do 20 things at once.
You got to cut it down to like 14.
At home this morning. Yeah, it was Chambersburg. 7-0. They won at Chambersburg. Thank you to Sharon Herlocker for sending the details on this game. If you are a coach or if you just have a kiddo on a team, man, if you can send me the info, again, we will share it. As much detail as you can give me, that is what we will share, both here on the air and then on our website as well. State High sophomore Reagan Dare leading the way. She got her first career hat trick. Three goals for State College. Bryn Pazalski had two goals. That is her third multi-goal game of the season, by the way. Also, Harper Dare scored in yesterday's game, and Ella Gourley had the other goal for State College. Again, a very impressive 7-0 win for the Little Lions. State High will be back in action on Monday. 6:30 start against Cumberland Valley at Memorial Field. Herlocker saying that her coaching staff prioritized readiness and shooting on goal in practice this week, and that the young team responded very well to the game plan. Again, 27 of the 30 shots were on goal in yesterday's big win. All right, the second Real American Freestyle Wrestling event will be held on November 8th. This event, first one you might remember, was held in Cleveland. That's pretty nearby. You can make the drive there.
Yeah.
This one will be even closer. This one will be held at Rec Hall.
Hey.
But that's right here on campus.
I could walk to that one.
Bo Nickel and Kyle Dake are among those expected to compete in the event. It would seem likely that Bo Bartlett and Aaron Brooks, maybe Jason Nolf as well, could be on the card. We will learn the matchups along with ticket information for the event in short order here. But a pretty neat opportunity. Again, that'll be on November 8th, the second Real American Freestyle Wrestling event. Will be held at Rec Hall. Oh, doggone it. It was looking like the championship was going to be coming here to State College. The Spikes last night had the early lead, but they lose.
Oh.
The 2025 MLB Draft League Championship game to the West Virginia Black Bears. The Black Bears had a 20-hit barrage in the championship game. They take the title with a 12-5 win last night. Spikes had a 4-2 lead after three innings. T.J. Salvaggio doubled in a the run in the first inning, and the Spikes able to tack on to that. Again, had a 4-2 lead, but West Virginia, Jace Reinhart, he was the second-half batting leader in the MLB Draft League. He had four hits in the championship game to lead the way. But, again, the Black Bears got plenty of offense in last night's championship game. And, again, they ultimately win it 12-5, the third championship, by way for the Black Bears in 4 years here in the MLB Draft League. Cole Caruso did complete the scoring in the ninth by belting a solo home run for the Spikes. Caruso's homer was the ninth in postseason history for the State College Spikes. Spikes were hosting their first home playoff game since 2016. Well, it was an eventful opening night in the National Football League.
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles ultimately prevailing over the Dallas Cowboys last night, 24-20. At Lincoln Financial Field, we had the banner-raising ceremony for the Super Bowl champions from last season. We had an ejection for spitting before the first play from scrimmage was run. We had multiple tussles throughout the contest. We had a weather delay of over an hour with lightning in the area. We did have some big plays. Ultimately, again, a win for the home team. The Eagles win it 24-20. Saquon Barkley had 18 carries for 60 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Hurts, though, was the leading rusher with 14 carries for 62 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Barkley also had four catches for 24 yards last night. Fellow Penn State alum Jahan Dotson caught three passes for 59 yards. Hurts ended the game completing 19 of 23 passes for 152 yards. He was the best player on the field last night, was Jalen Hurts. And, again, the Eagles get the win tonight. The Chiefs and the Chargers will play in Brazil. Rest of the NFL teams will get underway on Sunday or Monday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers will open up their season at the New York Jets on Sunday in a 1 o'clock kickoff. I did a little research. This is interesting. Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
he actually played for the New York Jets last season.
Really?
Jets starter, wow, Justin Fields, yeah, after doing some thorough research,
wait, I know
it
that
turns
name
out he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers
that's
last
where I
year.
Know that name.
So this, there's like a storyline for you to follow. I don't know if anybody else will pick up on this, but you might just want to keep track of that. Rodgers, former Jets quarterback, now the Steelers starter. Fields, former Steelers quarterback, now with the Jets. See if anybody else notices this little tidbit that I have researched and picked up for
Thank
you,
goodness.
Our beloved listener. But yeah, keep an eye on that one. 45 Penn State football alums are on rosters for NFL teams as we begin this season. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
Penn State, one of three schools to produce at least five picks in each of the last eight NFL drafts. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Now, the bad news is, what team has the most Nittany Lions on it? It's the Jacksonville Jaguars with four.
Okay.
Ugh. I mean,
what's wrong with that?
You want to have a good team with your. Now, they do have three, and this doesn't make me feel any better, on the Baltimore Ravens. But the Ravens are pretty good. Now, they do have three each on the Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers as well. So we got that going for us. Also, interestingly, there are four Penn State alums now coaching in the NFL. We had a discussion yesterday, and I was mistaken. Navarro Bowman is now a coach. He's coaching right. linebackers with the L.A. Chargers. Jeff Carpenter is now let's see if I have this right, the offensive quality control coach and the tight ends coach.
Okay, good.
With
the second one I get. All
with
right.
the L.A. Chargers. Bobby Engram coaches the wide receivers for the Washington Commanders / Redskins. And Al Golden is the defensive coordinator for those Cincinnati Bungles.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And, yes, so, Penn Staters out there making some noise in the league. That's what I call it. It's the league.
The league.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty big stuff. Hey, how about those Pittsburgh Pirates? Sorry, Dodgers. Thanks for coming. We enjoyed having you in town. Buccos hold on for the 5-3 victory. It was 5-0, and then Dodgers got three runs across in the top of the ninth, but that was it. Paul Skeens gets the victory. He's above 500.
Yay!
On the season.
September. Okay.
Kids, he's pretty good. It is going to be interesting. If the Cy Young Award goes to the best pitcher in baseball, or in the National League in this case,
right.
Paul Skeens would get it.
Yeah.
And he should get it. We'll see if he actually does get it. Went six innings last night, gave up just two hits and one walk while striking out eight. And if you've not seen him, even if you're not a baseball fan, just check it out sometime. He just is different. Like, there's times where, I mean, I don't know a lot about some sports, and like, you watch the Olympics and you're like, oh no, I see that gymnast is just different. I don't know a lot about gymnastics, but yep, that's pretty darn good. You see skiers, you can see greatness even if you're not an aficionado of a particular sport or a particular craft. Man, Paul Skeens, like, you watch him, you have to appreciate what this guy does. And he brings the heat for sure, but it is the variety of pitches that he has and the confidence to throw anything at any time. Man, he is just next level good. A lot of fun to watch. And the Buccos have been fun to watch lately. Now above 500, under their current manager, Don Kelly. You know, not for the season or anything. Season, that would be crazy. Philadelphia Phillies, meanwhile, get the 2-0 shutout over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Phillies are now 81-59 on the season. That is what we like to call pretty good.
Pretty good.
Ranger Suarez got the win last night. He went 6 innings as well. Had 4 strikeouts. He gave up, I think it was 6 hits and 2 walks in earning the victory. And again, the Phillies win it 2-0. Trey Turner and Bryson Stott had the RBI for the Phillies in the win over the Brewers. With that win, the Phillies take 2 of 3 in that showdown series between the National League East and Central division leaders. Phillies now are 6 games up on the New York Mets and the National League East. The Brewers are now 5.5 games up on the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. The Pirates are 22 games behind Milwaukee in the Central, is where the Pirates are.
It's okay.
Are at. Is it?
They're over 500 with
Don Kelly as
manager.
Yes, yes. As,
hey, grab onto anything you can grab onto.
Well, it's what we have to do. Right. We have no choice.
And yes, Paul Skeens should be a slam dunk for the National League Cy Young, except he isn't because of who he plays for.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. Pirates, by the way, I think, I meant to double check this. Yes, 11.5 games out in the wild card race.
Well, there's still hope.
They've actually moved in front of the Atlanta Braves now. So there's 3 teams behind the Pirates now in the wild card race in the National League. They have not officially, I don't believe, no, they've not officially been eliminated from playoff contention just yet.
But the Pirates swept the Dodgers, right?
They did.
Swept them.
We
right?
got that going for
now,
them.
Now, that's important for
it's
me.
It's a good resume builder.
Because now the Dodgers head down the road to Baltimore.
Yeah.
And they're going to play the Orioles for the weekend. The Orioles just swept your little guy's favorite team, the Padres.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That was
so it's interesting. Things are upside down.
we were not happy about that.
And we're looking forward to later next week when your Pirates and my Orioles play each other. That'll be we'll have fun with that series.
We
get
will
ready.
Indeed.
Get ready.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Padres, I think, are still just 2 games.
They're close.
Yeah, 2 games behind the Dodgers. And then in the American League, since we ran through all of the front runners of the National League and the American League, it's the Blue Jays up now by 3 games on the Yankees, 3.5 over the Red Sox. It is the Tigers running away with the Central, as they have been since, well, May. 9.5 games up now on the Royals, 11 games up on the Guardians. And the Astros are, let's see, 3.5 games now up on the Mariners and 5 games in front of the Texas Rangers.
All right. There we go.
All right. Your sports.
All right, we'll take a break. I've got some other sportsy stuff. Let's get this break in here. And, of course, lots of newsy stuff that will make you think If you're a big fan of...
Not on a Friday.
Yes, on a Friday.
Come on!
If you're a fan of thinking, stay tuned. We're going to make you think a little bit. You may not be happy about it, but we're going to make you think. Oh, yeah, real quick. What?
Just spitting. Now, I'm spitting at the idea of
Let's take
spitting in your general direction, right. Geezy.
Let's take the break, and then we'll talk about spitting, which is, that folks, bizarre.
It's Spitgate in Philadelphia.
We living in bizarre times? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't spit. Stop that, all right? We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, where they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, printing and more printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a football Friday morning in the Valley of Happiness. Jeff Byers and Scott Geezy with you, and you could join the big show today by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266.
All right, fog at least where we are. Fog's starting to lift.
Yeah.
Now, again, in some spots, it may be dense, maybe through the morning. like valleys and things like that.
Well, I'm likely to be dense through the morning as well.
I didn't want to say that out loud, but
what?
You did. He said that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, but real quick, let's start with a free plug, right? Free plug alert. This week I heard from our friend Joe Schall, who I refer to as Mr. Pinball. We've had Joe on the show a couple times in the past about local pinball tournaments, which are just fun. All right, you don't have to be an oldster to enjoy a pinball machine, pinball tournament. Their next tournament's going to be on Sunday at Axeman Brewery from 11 to 6. So if you're interested either in taking part in the tournament or watching maybe or just going to play some pinball, Joe showed some pictures with me. Now, there are some, I call them newfangled pinball machines. He's got a couple of back-in-the-day pinball machines, because I mentioned when we had them on one time, I remember those when I was a kid, you know, back in the day, and he showed me two machines that he has, and I swear, one of them I said, boy, Joe, that one looks very familiar. I think I've played that one back in the day, and that was back when I think you could get two plays for a quarter. Yeah, good luck with that today. Two plays for a quarter, I don't think so. Much, it's got a lot of bells and whistles and dings and dangs and all that sort of stuff. Doesn't have all the flashy stuff that modern pinball machines might have. But still, it's just fun. And so if you've somehow never played pinball, free plug, Axeman Brewery, Sunday 11 to 6. All right, go have a good time. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, yeah, the spitting incident. Last night.
Spitgate, the investigation has begun.
Well, it's a Jalen Carter, who's a terrific player for the Eagles. So the Cowboys get the opening kickoff, and the teams come out and get ready to play, and they kind of got in each other's faces, and apparently Carter just right on Dak Prescott. And
on his jersey.
And I guess that's an ejectable offense. You get ejected for that.
He did get ejected for that.
Do you agree with that? Isn't that a little extreme? I could see maybe a penalty, but an ejection?
The NFL sent out that all teams were made aware before the start of the season that respecting your opponent is going to be a point of emphasis in the upcoming season. And if they see you not respecting your opponent, they want to crack down on this stuff. And so, the cameras then went back and it's, well, Dak Prescott spit first. Well, yeah, he spit. I don't know if you folks have been around sports teams. Now, hopefully my wife isn't listening. She hates spitting.
Like any form?
She gets revulsed.
Any
by
form
it.
Of. Okay.
Yes. Right. And so, when I'm outside, there is a guy instinct, I think, especially if you grow up on the sports fields. I don't know why. It's almost an instinctive thing. It's not something where I'm conscious. All right, I'm outside. Pooh! I'm going to start spitting. But if I stop and think about it, especially if I'm like throwing the ball around with the kiddo, I don't know why. Maybe somebody has done studies on this. I don't know if there's some sort of a psychological response to this, but I spit. I don't know. It happens.
I do something
and
similar. Yeah.
So Dak Prescott, they talked to him again. The amount of coverage this got is pretty astounding. The official actually did come out. So they everybody sees initially the Carter spit, and it's like, man, that really is stupid. And actually, I've seen, you're saying, is that going too far, ejecting him? I've seen calls, and this is from former NFL players who are now analysts, and they're like, yeah, he should be suspended. This shouldn't be just a one-game thing. Yes.
Wow.
And I've seen some other calls, and again, this isn't from fans. I mean, there were some fans saying it too, but like these are people that have been in the game, and they're like, yeah, you can't, like, You can't allow that. What was especially stupid, again, you shouldn't do it, period. But, I mean, he does it right in front of the official.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you start jawing, and of course, when you start jawing, the officials are going to come over, and he waits until the official is, like, right in front of him, and spits on the jerseys. Well, I mean, on top of being a despicable act, idiot. Like, at least try to do it when, if you're going to do it, you don't wait until the official gets right in front of you. Yeah, now I'm going to teach you. Moron.
No.
Like, so I almost just for the stupidity of it, I'm like, yeah, he should be probably suspended as well as ejected, just because you can't be that dumb as a human being or a player. But Jalen Carter
is
that dumb. Man, it was just so. One of the officials did say let me just get, I think this was, I saw it a couple different places, but Penn Live has a really nice write-up on the, because they did do an exchange with the officials. So Sean Smith, the NFL's head referee for the Eagles-Cowboys game, spoke to a pool reporter after the, or I guess this was during the lightning delay last night. And I'll just read this question. What did you observe that led to the disqualification? Smith says one of the officials observed him spitting on an opponent. The question is, why did that rise to the level of disqualification as opposed to a different penalty? It's a disqualifiable foul in the game. It's a non-football act, said Smith. And again, they have really made this a point of emphasis and have gotten the word out to the coaches and players in the offseason, as well as the officials, that, hey, like, we need to be respecting the opponents. Well, spitting, that is on somebody is pretty high up there on the way to show disrespect to an opponent. So I didn't have any problem. Again, if nothing else, just the stupidity of waiting until the official is right in front of you to do it. Just for the sheer stupidity of it, let alone the action, yeah, you got to get out of here. If you're going to be that dumb,
wow.
Now, whether or not there are any additional sanctions, it will be interesting to see. He'll get fined for sure, whether there's any additional, like, suspension or game time that will be missed remains to be seen. I've seen a couple of folks, not many, and I haven't seen any of the analysts say that, Prescott spit first, he wasn't spitting at I've seen a couple of people. Well, yeah, he was spitting in the direction of the Eagle. Come on, like, you're on the field. You're facing one way or the other. Guys spit all the time. He wasn't spitting at the Cowboys. The Eagles. Carter clearly was spitting at Dak Prescott. I mean, he's right in his face, and he spits right on.
Let's one fly.
Yeah, not good. But, man, a lot of analysis, a lot of breakdown on Spitgate in Philadelphia last night.
Now, after the game, of course, reporters flocked to Carter like flies to honey, you know. And he apologized, and, you know, that wasn't
he
very...
He needs to apologize to his teammates. You talk about, I mean, he is a terrific player. And he really put them in a, again,
spot.
It was go on and win the game. But, man, what are you doing, dude? Like, you got to have some awareness about you. You're getting paid to play a game. You can't be, can't be that selfish, but also that unaware. The degree to which, it really is, it's mind-boggling to me that you can be that stupid.
No,
Jalen Carter is that stupid.
Not to me, actually.
Yeah.
You get caught up in the moment. It's the opening game of the season. You're playing the Cowboys, for goodness sakes. You're at your own place, and you get right in front of the opposing team's guys, and you just lose it. So,
well, he lost it.
I can't say I'm tremendously surprised. I just didn't know that was an ejectable offense.
Yeah.
So, He's going to get a fine. I'm thinking he's playing next week. They wouldn't suspend him for multiple games for this, would they?
I don't know.
Normally they throw out a fine. Okay, $50,000 fine, which, again, for some of these guys, that's like pocket change. Let's see what happens here. I don't know, I guess between now and Monday. All right, because there's a game tonight, Chiefs-Chargers, again from Brazil. That'll be interesting. I'm trying to think. Brazil, this would be, that's the Southern Hemisphere. We're starting fall. They'd be starting spring, almost. So I'm wondering how hot and humid out in the Amazon jungle. That'll be kind of fun. And then, all of course, all the games then on Sunday. Interesting. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Open line time. Again, stuff to make you think. You may not like it, but we're going to make you think. All right, we'll throw these out. We'll take your calls. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Now the sun's coming out. Not a bad morning.
Hello, sunshine.
And we will come right back.
Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Fox Sports.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, once again, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. Rolling on into hour number two of Let's Talk on this Football Friday edition on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. Again, a full weekend of programming rolling your way. Lots of baseball, lots of football, lots of sports talk over the coming days. Penn State and Florida International, again, a noon kickoff tomorrow. We'll be on the Big Ten Network. Weather looking a little dicey, but not horrible. We'll get through it together. We will survive.
We'll do fine.
I think.
We'll maybe a little drizzle tomorrow.
Maybe a little. Somebody's gonna. I'm I would guess we why not sell the ticket locally? Somebody's going to win a whole lot of money, probably in our area. That's my guess.
Over you think
the
weekend.
Me? Well, I live in this area.
Me.
No, not you.
Me.
Not you.
I want to win. Tomorrow night's Powerball. Oh, my gosh, this is insane. Speaking of insane, 814-954-7266. No, we're not saying you're insane, although maybe you are. No. You want to call us in some various things that we're going to talk about, or maybe you've got something you want to kind of throw in the mix. All right, that's perfectly fine. All right, now I need to warn my friend, Mr. Ironhead.
I
may be leaving the program soon.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
To start my new career.
He's heading on out.
All right, to start.
Moving on up.
Start my new career as a volleyball
like
announcer.
Johnson. Yeah.
My new career as a volleyball announcer.
Good.
All right.
Good job, you.
It's only for the fall. Well, no, men's volleyball's in the spring. Yeah, maybe there's something there. By the way, you missed a score earlier.
Oh, what I missed.
Girls volleyball. All right. Last night in Spring Mills, Penns Valley had a 3-set sweep over Westmont Hilltop.
Hey.
All right, there we go. So,
Penns Valley.
Hey, PV Rams, my Lady Rams are 3-3 for women for girls volleyball.
Good.
And so I checked out the match last night because in a couple of weeks, the person who normally does the volleyball announcing has to be away. And so Mr. Football and Soccer here got the call. Hey, can you help us with volleyball? Yeah, sure. And so I checked out, you sit down, get the lay of the land, like, okay, what do you announce? You know, blah, blah, blah. It's not hard, really. So it was fun watching the girls play last night. That was great. Tomorrow, while all of you are, I guess, are enjoying the Penn State football game.
It's Saturday, you know.
Yes, Saturday, tomorrow. I'm going to be, I've never done this, I'm going to be at Rec Hall tomorrow.
Never been to Rec Hall. It's a wonderful facility. It's a building that's located on the west end of the campus.
No.
You'll love the building.
Not what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the volleyball announcer tomorrow for this match between Kentucky and New Hampshire. And I didn't even realize, apparently, this isn't commonplace, if you will, but I guess they've done it before. So the Penn State women will play Kentucky tonight.
That's right.
Big match, by the way. Big match. And then they will play New Hampshire on Sunday. And in between, those two teams are going to stick around, if you will, and they're going to play each other tomorrow at Rec Hall. They're here at 2 o'clock. And so just earlier this week, I get the call, Scott, can you help us out? Because Penn State football attracts a lot of attention.
Uh-huh.
Most of the Penn State athletics crew, or maybe all of them, are going to be pulled over to the stadium. The person who normally handles the volleyball announcing is one of those. And so they're like, Scott, can you help us out? Like, okay, I've never done this before, but all right. So I'm going to go see them a little later on today. Like, okay, let me know what I need to do here. So I'm going to be having fun with volleyball tomorrow while you folks probably are doing football. All right, that's perfectly fine. Okay, we're going to make you think.
No!
Yes. The question is, which one do I start with? There is so much stuff. Let's start with the vaccine stuff. Why not? Let's start with that one. All right. Now, again, this arguing about vaccines is a little crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
And by a little, you mean a lot.
A lot. Okay. I'll tell you, we got a call coming in. Let me hold my thought. Well, let's take the call first.
Hold on to that thought. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I wasn't calling in about vaccines, but that you mentioned it. The jab that you got for COVID is not a vaccine by definition.
Okay.
It is an mRNA, and it creates a spike protein which will eventually kill you. And all the scientists have agreed.
All the scientists agree.
Most now are agreeing.
Really?
What it does is it could clot your arteries. It will kill you if you're stupid enough to take that Moderna vaccine. Johnson & Johnson was an actual vaccine. Did it work? We need 20 years of study. These people are criminals, Scott. They are murdering criminals.
Okay.
And if you want my full name and my phone number, I will be happy to discuss it with them in person. because they're criminals. Dr. Fauci should be in jail with Joe Biden. I didn't call about that. Here's what I called about. You ready for my text?
Shoot.
By the way, isn't volleyball a girls' game? I'm just checking.
It's both.
Girls or boys.
Yep.
Or men or women. Yeah.
I'm being facetious. I like beach volleyball. Okay. That's the sport I watch.
Okay.
Listen.
With the gals in the bikinis, I'm sure, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be interesting otherwise.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Okay. Now, here's my complaint. I have a complaint with FedEx. And let me tell you, I'm speaking for every person between 18 and 21. Your constitutional rights are being violated, your due process rights, your equal protection rights.
Wait a minute, between 18 and 21, what's the problem?
Well, I thought we were an adult at 18, but you can't drink at 18. You can go fight. You can be deployed in Vietnam and die and fight and kill a bunch of people and come back at 20, and you can't even have a damn drink or sign for a FedEx package or sleep at a hotel. Anyone who joins the military before they're 21 is an idiot. Because when you come back to this country, they're going to crap on you until you're 21.
Okay.
That is wrong.
Oh.
So now, this great FedEx, this independent, they're probably unionized by now because they were great. I get a package sent from Colorado. It arrives in State College yesterday morning at 5:30 on the truck, priority mail. It'll be there by noon. Wasn't there. It'll be there end of business day. Wasn't there. 6:03, I get a text. Oops, it'll be there tomorrow by noon. That is not overnight priority. So when this FedEx driver shows up, I want to know how many priority packages were on his truck instead of Amazon junk and how that took priority over an overnight package that cost several hundred dollars to ship. And he better have a damn good answer. She better have one. If not, I'm going to the FedEx center. And people don't do that. And this is why we get crapped on, people. Stop getting stepped on. Damn it. If you're between 18 and 21, demand that you can have a drink. Demand that you can go to a hotel. Demand that you can sign for a package. You're good enough to fight wars for these international billionaire creeps.
You're not allowed to sign for a package. I was not aware of this. You're not allowed to sign for a package.
Got to be 21 years old with a government ID.
Well, the government ID, driver's license. All right, and an 18-year-old, if they're driving, they would have a driver's license.
No, it has to be 21. I'll show you the text. 21
okay.
With a government ID. What if you're Amish? I mean, here's what it comes down to. This country has gone nuts. When people tell me China's the enemy, you know what I ask them? How many people have Chinese killed? The Chinese? How many Americans? Russia's the enemy. How many people have Russians killed? Korea? How many people? How many people did Vietnamese kill? I mean, you know who killed all those people? The damn American government. We lost 55,000 people in Vietnam for nothing. For multinational interests. Marxist interests. We lost people in Korea for what? The enemy is not Korea. It's not Vietnam. It's the United States of America.
Ooh.
The bureaucrats in the U.S., not our governmental system.
Okay.
But primarily the Democrats. That sent our little boys to war.
Yeah.
It's not the Republicans that do it. Look at all the wars, Scott.
Really?
It's all the Democrats. The Republicans,
Hold on. You called before and essentially said the Democrats and Republicans are pretty much the same party now.
Philosophically, they are. They're both a bunch of socialists. I mean, there are 20% of the Republicans that aren't. But I'm saying, look who sent our boys to die. After the Federal Reserve Act, where they can just print money and we're on a war economy, who sent them? Democrats, World War I. Democrats, World War II. They knew they were coming. Korea, Democrats. Vietnam, Democrats. The only change in that was George Bush, who was a damn Democrat anyway. He hated Reagan. He was a Democrat in Republican clothing. We have to wake up and do not ever send your son into the military to fight for these scumbags. I always said, you know what? I'm not going to have some jackass yelling in my face. Give me a gun if they're at the border of the U.S., and I'll shoot them. But don't tell me you're going to put me in a uniform under the jurisdiction of the United Nations and send me to Africa to kill someone I'm not even mad at.
Okay.
I mean, we got to think about these things.
Right.
And that FedEx is what did it. It's what set me off. And you know what? It ain't going to end pretty today. I can tell you that.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good day.
All right.
And don't play volleyball.
You.
Play a man sport.
Hope your package shows up today.
Appreciate the.
Thanks for the call. Yes. Hope your package shows up today. Although there was a lot of stuff in there that, whew. If you have overnight delivery, it's supposed to be overnight delivery. All right.
Well, you should, at least be getting your money back.
And you're paying for that and so on. At the very least, you should get your money back.
Yeah.
So I'll be curious, maybe the caller will call in on Monday and give us a recap or something like that. Folks, this is an open line program, okay? If you feel differently, the number is 814-954-7266. Although, again, this vaccine stuff, God forbid, may actually kind of fit a little bit with what, sort of the caller's basic gist.
Oh.
So Florida, all right, which used to be very purple, it is now very red. All right, like that or don't like that, all right, that's up to you. So Florida announces yesterday that they are dropping all vaccine mandates. No more mandated vaccines. Now, that would be any vaccine, apparently, in Florida. Obviously, COVID is really what has set this off, all right? The whole craziness that we all dealt with, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and so on. And it's interesting, over the last, day or so, to watch some of the reporting on this. The idea that some people are apoplectic over this, like, oh, my gosh, this is total insanity. All right, we need vaccines. Okay, hold on, slow down. Because the key word, again, you can agree or disagree. That's up to you. The key word in this whole story is the word mandate. In other words, you will get a vaccine or else. And again, COVID, remember, like 4 years ago? Remember the craziness? There were some people who said, I don't want to get this COVID vaccine, either of them, two, three, four of them, whatever were out there. All right. I don't trust them. I don't want to put it in my body, all that sort of stuff. And what happened, not in every case, but what happened in a lot of cases, people lost their jobs. People were kicked out of the military and some other related type stuff because you didn't follow the mandate. Well, you must do this or else. All right. Now, schools, I guess everywhere, have a mandate that kids have to be vaccinated for this, and this. And if somehow you don't do that, I guess they have the right to say, well, you can't come to our school. Now, is that right? All right. Florida says we're getting rid of all the mandates. They're not getting rid of vaccines. They're getting rid of the mandate that says you must do this. And that's the government handing down that mandate. You will do this or else. Well, Florida apparently is like, no, we don't agree with that anymore. Now, it doesn't mean, hey, no more vaccines. I would like to think, now this is an opinion, all right? I would like to think the giant majority of parents are going to say, okay, there's not a mandate anymore. I'm still doing it. I want my kid to get the, tetanus vaccine or the whooping cough vaccine or, there's a bunch of them out there now. All right, I want my kid to get those. So it's probably going to go from being a mandate to being something like highly suggested or something like that. All right. And I think in Florida, the giant majority of parents are going to say, I want my kid to get the vaccines for, the basic stuff, if you will. Again, COVID opened this Pandora's box. And again, the caller mentioned these mRNA vaccines, these newfangled vaccines, which are unlike past vaccines. And some people, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is not a fan. All right, he says they're potentially dangerous. I don't know, maybe he doesn't use the word potentially. He just goes straight to dangerous. And there's a significant number of people out there who agree with him. I could be wrong, and you'll disagree, and we'll take a break in a moment. I don't think Kennedy is against vaccines. I think he's asking, okay, what's in the vaccine? What is in that? Could it possibly hurt me at some point in the future? I don't know if that's the case with, I don't call them standard vaccines that we've had for decades and decades. I don't think that's the situation. It's this newfangled stuff. All right, now our caller's like, it will kill you. Okay, I'm sorry. I haven't seen that anywhere. All right, if that were true, then obviously everybody would stop. And responsible medical personnel would stand up and say, no, not that one or not those two. All right, I'm not seeing this. What I'm seeing is a lot of folks, a growing number of folks, are just starting to question, what is in this anyway that you're going to stick in my arm? All right, we know the basics of COVID now after 4 or 5 years. If you're elderly, okay, that's a situation. If you have a serious health condition, okay, that's a situation. For everybody else, do you really need to do this? And so we got these COVID vaccine changes now, policy changes now, coming from Trump and friends. I just did a medical checkup last week, and I passed. Yay, I passed. Okay. And I talked to my doctor, and I said, okay, vaccines, flu, okay, COVID, do I really need this? And my doctor, who's a friend, is kind of like, maybe not. Again, given your health situation, I'm healthy, I'm fine, all that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't get a common cold vaccine, for goodness sakes, or maybe for some other, basic health issues and so on. Do I really? And I've had COVID before, so I have some immunity still in my system. Do I need to? And I just, even though my health provider keeps sending me a periodic message, you're due for a COVID vaccine, you're due for a COVID vaccine. My opinion, this is one guy, me, right now at least, I'm like, I don't think so. I think I'm going to pass on this one. All right. Flu, I'll probably do the flu again because that's a whole different situation. All right. Flu and COVID are not the same. Not even close. Really, not even close. So flu, okay, now flu vaccine here at the beginning of September, no, no. I think I might wait October, maybe November to do that. Now, again, there are some health people. Oh, they hate me right now. Oh, shut up, Scott. What are you saying? Common sense, what we used to say a while back, we never used, to my knowledge, we never used to give flu vaccines in September. It was an October-November thing because when does flu usually hit? December, January, February, at least around here, all right, like Northern Hemisphere. December, January, February, boom. Why do I want to get this in September? That's a little early. Now, again, I just made somebody furious, but the idea is let's think about this before we pronounce judgment that RFK Jr. is a, well, I can't use that language on the radio, all right? You know what I'm going for. It's interesting. Part of the story now, individual states are starting to kind of gather themselves about vaccine recommendations. Now, vaccine recommendations is fine. Mandates is a whole different thing. Mandate is when the government says, you will do this or else. Ouch, that hurt. All right? You will do this or else. That's a mandate. They can make whatever recommendations they want to make. Great, go ahead. If they cross the line into mandates, that's a different situation. And that's where we've been recently, and now yesterday Florida's like, no, we're not doing that anymore. So northeastern states, apparently, including Pennsylvania, are thinking about sort of pooling their, expertise, whatever, together on vaccines. Pennsylvania's on that list. We have a Democrat governor administration. Josh Shapiro, I'm not surprised. All right? Recommendations, that's one thing. Mandates, that's a different animal. Watch that word. That's the key here. Before we take a break, Mr. Ironhead, what do you think?
Yeah, I it is interesting to me just to see
to me, the overreaction on each side of the issue, where it's like, yes, everybody needs to get all of the vaccines that are available, and then no, nothing should be mandated. You know, there are some public health concerns, and there are some vaccines that at this point we do have enough data over the course of decades, many decades now, that it's like, this does not seem to be harmful. Now, whether or not there is a correlation, we can continue to study it, because there are people absolutely convinced that, yep, there's a rise in autism that's linked to this. And I've read many reports saying, no, there is, like, this has been studied to death, and there is no link. Here is the problem. And even with watching the Kennedy hearings, it just all is going to come down to who you find credible. It's the same with the news sources. There are people that think Fox is absolutely bonkers. You're crazy if you're listening to anything on Fox. And then there are others. It's like, well, no, I find them to be reliable. Or MSNBC. You can go right down the line. People will say, well, no, these are the credible people. The problem to me with what has happened, and this is kind of across the board. It also when it comes to climate change or the weather, Joe Bastardi, who I do find very trustworthy, very reliable. Part of why I find Joe so reliable is he doesn't come on and say, nope, we already know all of the answers. This is it. It's like, this is what we think. This is what I'm seeing. This is a possible explanation here. This doesn't make any sense over there. And this is why. And he explains it. And as opposed to, no, you need to be quiet. This is already settled science. We know that CO2 is causing. Well, if it's causing, then this wouldn't explain that. Oh, you're a denier of science. No, we're raising a question, and what you're saying makes no sense. And what is happening here is, again, if as soon as somebody raises their hand, excuse me, I have a question. I can't believe you would question. Why would you not question the science? After what we just saw, the science, and I'm using air quotes because you can't see it. We need to get this camera hooked up here. We will. I'm using air quotes.
That's right there.
The science was wrong. And I mean really, really wrong in the COVID response. Like, if you had come out with a system, hey, let's get this as wrong as we can, I'm not sure you could have come up with a better plan than what the folks who were following the science. Well, no, you weren't. The masks did. Virtually everybody agrees now. Yeah, the masks didn't do a thing. Wearing cloth masks to your grocery store,
yes, but yeah,
did zero.
Zimbra.
Zilch,
yeah.
Nothing. The other thing that I think we really struggle with, and I, this is across the board, is like, could the way the climate change is presented is it's just a disaster for everybody. This is an impending, and what Joe has talked about over the years is, if it warms up a little bit, this would be good for these areas. That would be wonderful. You could grow more stuff. No, it's just bad. Well, yes, it could be bad for some areas, and it could impact negatively here, but also it could, we won't listen to that. Well, is it possible that, yes, just to stick with the COVID for a moment, but again, lots of other examples that, yeah, boy, the COVID vaccine or whatever, and I understand what the caller was saying about the vaccine, the COVID treatment, I'll call it. Would that make some sense for somebody that is 95 years old and obese? And, well, yeah, probably. But does it make the same amount of sense for a healthy 9-year-old who's active and maybe has already had it and has it. Well, no, that one of the issues we have is we try to fit. We want these simple, quick solutions and just apply them across the board. And very little in life works that way. The flu vaccine. Do I think generally it might be a decent idea for some people? Yeah. I don't think I've ever had, and don't come at me, medical community. I'm just shooting it straight here. I don't think I've ever had a flu shot. I may be wrong. Maybe my folks,
really?
When I was a kiddo, maybe I did. I also, to my knowledge, I certainly have not had a bad episode of the flu. Like, I've never been hospitalized with the flu. I don't think I've had, you know, the common cold, but I don't think so. My immunity, and I'll knock on the floor, Mike, here. My immunity seems to be good. My immune system seems to hold up. I rarely, and I'm sure now I'll get sick as a dog and be out for the weekend and next week, because that's just the way these things work. But I'm just telling you, generally speaking, I don't get sick. Not ever, not, but I don't. I'm very fortunate, very blessed in that way. But it's like, well, if I have a history now of 50 years of not getting the flu, not getting the flu shot, and not getting the flu, it seems to me that that's a pretty good track record, and I'm going to go ahead and roll with it. Now, as I get into my older years, I mean, someday I'll be like 60. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Don't go there. Stop that. Knock it off.
Listen, at some point, it may make sense. And my doctor now tells me, no, you really ought to get it. And I'm like, I don't argue, but I don't get it, because it's like, well, why? First of all, inevitably, we get the stories that come out in December or January, well, yeah, there's this different strain, and the flu shot that everybody got really isn't effective against the strain we're seeing mostly in our area.
That's annoying.
And it's like, well, okay, I'm kind of glad I didn't get it. And by the way, I'm not advocating either way. It is a personal choice. If you're getting it, if you have gotten the flu shots more often than not, and it is working for you, I am not here suggesting that you follow my lead. Again, I don't think everybody's immunity is the same. Just as we talk about this with mental health a lot with my wife. Again, we're all on a sliding scale. If I get a bad case of the flu this year and my doctor, I told you should have gotten, okay, I'd probably look at it next year. It's like, yeah, maybe I do need to get it. Again, if you have had bad cases of the flu, well, yeah, would it make some sense? Probably. There are all kinds of things out there that potentially could help some people in some circumstances. I think there are a lot of medicines, the pharmaceutical industry gets hammered by some on the right. Do I think we overprescribe? Do I think we have too many cases where it's just like, yeah, just take this pill, take this and take that? Yes, because it's not getting to the underlying root. It's the same thing with mental health. Are there things out there that help people? Yep. And in some cases, like the pharmaceuticals are the answer. Like, yeah, you take this, this will help you, think more clearly, or will help your depression. And, yep, blueberries and fruit juice aren't going to do that. Yes. It's not that I don't think anybody should ever take pills. We don't trust any pharmaceutical. No, there are some that are, again, have a very good track record, I think clearly do help and are needed and quite frankly are basically miraculous. That doesn't mean that I just trust, anytime you have any issue, just take a pharmaceutical. Well, what if I did this and it's just a natural supplement and would that be better? Well, maybe. And again, depending on your situation, physical and mental health, there may be different prescriptions that help. There may be different, hey, let's get to the root of this. If you exercise a little more and you cut down on the sugars, cut down on the processed food, and eat more nuts and berries, we can probably help this. Oh, yeah, there's going to be situations where that is the case. What has happened, though, is coming out of COVID, for many of us, the trust has been lost. And I'm listening to the debate between Kennedy and some of these senators, and the senators don't know what the hell they're talking about either. They're not experts. But, well, we trust the experts. Well, my question coming out of COVID is why? And again, this is the problem. When you lose the trust, and they did. Yeah. I'm sorry. Fauci and company lost my trust, and I think lost the trust of many of us. Because, and honest to God, if they had just come out and said, listen, obviously this is something new. We don't know exactly what we're dealing with and what the impact could be here. This is our suggestion, our recommendation. Instead of, you must do this, after telling us a week earlier, well, yeah, the masks aren't going to do anything. Well, now, no, you must wear masks. Well, that's stupid. And you lost all credibility now.
We've got to take a break.
Yeah.
All right. Callers, hold on. We have a caller on hold. Hold on, caller. We've got to take this break. We talk too much, but that's what we get paid to do, sort of. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golick, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub, right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Getting ready for tailgating or weekend? You need to stock up at the 64 Beer Store near Lamar. The 64 Beer Store has the coldest beer in the county. Over 400 selections, including IPAs, ciders, Oktoberfest beers, cocktails, and wines.
The 64 Beer Store carries ready-to-drink cocktails.
Conveniently located near Lamar on Nittany Valley Drive, just a half mile north from I-80 on Route 64. On the way from here to there. Stop in today.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's a football Friday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you, and we head right to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Chucko, call again.
Chucko, how are you on this fine football Friday?
Well, you three guys that were on the on your show were a little bit intense. So I'm going to lighten it up a little bit.
Sounds good.
Okay, go ahead.
The gas prices, I talked before about the gas prices, yeah. But yesterday there was a 52-cent difference between the sheets, which was $3.59, yeah. And the Sam's Club was $3.07 for gas.
How about that?
That's like insane.
That is insane, but, yeah. That's crazy.
But anyway, Scott, you're going to call the game for UNH Wildcats versus what was the other team?
Kentucky.
The Kentucky Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Yeah, they're one of the those are two of the seven in the nation Wildcats, and the Wildcat is the same animal as the Nittany Lion. It's the Eastern Panther.
Right.
And speaking of the Nittany Lion, Inquiring Minds, everybody goes to get their pictures taken at the Nittany Lion, right, with your family?
The statue.
All right-thinking individual.
Statue, yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The shrine. And Inquiring Minds want to know whether it has a dink and balls. Is it a male statue?
I can't say I've ever taken that close of a look at the statue.
You've never walked around the Nittany Lion?
I'm sure I've walked around the statue. Have I ever, like, okay, let's do a close physical examination here? No, I haven't done that. Sorry.
So does it have a dink and balls?
Oh, it's Friday. Thank
I do not know the answer.
Thank God it's Friday.
I don't know the answer.
Chucko, do you have the answer? Do you know?
Of course I do.
Okay.
And the answer is, of course it does.
Okay, good. I guess.
And there's another Nittany Lion that's well known in town out by the airport.
Yes.
And does that one have a dink and balls?
I, once again, have never taken a close look. I don't
Nor
know.
Nor have I.
Please inform us. Go ahead.
You don't have to get out of your car. That lion has bigger balls than the other one.
Look at that.
But he does not have a dink.
That's a manly lion. Okay.
So it is a manly lion. It is a male. So anyway.
Well, Chucko, you promised something lighter. That was definitely something lighter. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Really? All right. Okay.
All right. Bye for now.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Enjoy the weekend.
Next time you are near the statues.
I think we can all agree the Nittany Lions will have a ball this week.
Next time you're near the statues. Or if you see somebody around the statues and they're like, what is that person doing? That's what they're doing. Okay. It's like, let's get a closer look. Okay. So we have a computer here in our studio, and our friend the Ironhead has the Nittany Lion statue. Whoop, where'd it go?
Well, no, it's just roaring.
There he is. Okay. I was going to say,
that's a male roar.
You can't zoom in.
That's a male roar.
You can't zoom in on that image, can you?
Oh, boy.
Let's quickly take another break.
That might be wise.
We have a few more minutes. Again, folks, I promised you, right? We're going to make you think. All right. No, we're not quite done yet, so don't go anywhere. Oh, my gosh. What could come up next?
Our mascot has balls. Our mascot has balls. How about yours? Our mascot doesn't. Our mascot doesn't. We don't know what to do.
Oh, we're going down the drain in a hurry. All right. We're going to take a break. We will come right back. Hurry.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
We are back and feeling the testosterone on a Football Friday edition of Let's Talk. A few minutes remaining on the big show this morning. Emphasis on big. 814-954-7266 gets you in to the show today.
You're not going to play the whole song there from AC/DC?
No, I think we'll go ahead.
That's enough.
Just leave it right there.
Okay. All right, we've only got a few minutes, so if you want to make a call, make it now, all right, because we're almost done.
Throw some cojones and call it.
All right, something like that. We got a busy week next week with some good topics. I mean, all this, again, controversy about redistricting Congress. You know, Texas is doing it. California is going to do it. Some other states want to do it. Pennsylvania almost certainly will not do it. A past guest that we've had, Carol Cunaholm, from the Fair Districts Pennsylvania Group, is going to join us Monday to talk about this whole situation and what it means and why and all this sort of stuff. Jay Paterno is going to join us Tuesday next week. Now, Jay has a brand new book, which I believe comes out tomorrow. And it's not just about football. It's I really enjoy I see Jay's writing on statecollege.com. And again, it makes me think. I don't know. I like that. All right. You don't like that. Okay. So Jay's new book is coming out tomorrow or over the weekend. And so he's going to join us on Tuesday. Local state representative Paul Takac is going to join us, I believe, Thursday next week. Talk about, you know, state issues. We're still waiting on that state budget. What's today? September 5th. Okay, yeah, we're still waiting and waiting and waiting. So we're going to hear from him. Why are we still waiting? What's the holdup?
Deadline is coming right up, Scott. They have to.
June
30. There's a deadline for it, and they got to get it done by then.
June 30.
So, they have all the way till June 30th?
Well, that would be next year's state budget.
Oh, yes. I'll be a son of a gun.
Okay. So we got lots of stuff that we're going to be covering next week. Some good. Again, we're going to make you think. Again, you may agree, you may vehemently disagree. Fine. We're going to make you think. That's it. And then plan accordingly. Flu shot. I'm going to get a flu shot. Scott here. Now, not now. I'm probably going to wait till, like, I don't know, November, maybe. Maybe later October or something like that. And it's anecdotal. All right? In years that I've gotten a flu shot, all right, I'm cool. Swear to God, two years, I did not get a flu shot. Both times, I got the flu.
There you go.
Both times. And once I'm on vacation, and about halfway through a week's vacation, I started feeling bad, and I was getting a fever, and I'm coughing. I'm like, oh, come on, you're kidding me. And sure enough, somehow, I caught the flu. I guess, you know, when I was on vacation, and I'm like, oh, so I get the flu shot. I do. And yes, you're right. Sometimes, well, yeah, the new strain of flu doesn't match this. I'm like, oh, for goodness sakes. Anyway, I'm going to do anyway. I've got one thing here. I'm going to hold this for next week because we're virtually out of time. The Free Press is a media outlet that I really like. I think they do some outstanding reporting. They're not afraid to take on all sides, not just certain sides, all sides. They had a piece out this week. I'll just tell you the headline of the piece.
All right.
It's called In Defense of Inequality. Now you're thinking, who would defend inequality? Well, somebody would. And they wrote a thought-provoking piece like, okay, that makes me think a little bit. That's very interesting. We're going to hold that for next week because we're almost out of time. And I'm going to have to contact our friends from FIRE. All right, we've had them on before, free expression, free speech folks. Every fall they come out with their college rankings. Sure enough, they're coming out the middle of next week. And so I'm going to reach out to FIRE and see if we can have them on again, I don't know, maybe in a couple of weeks or so, to talk about their latest rankings, college free speech rankings. Unfortunately, Penn State doesn't grade very well in this ranking. They're down at the lower end. And so I just got a brief like, hey, we're going to be releasing this, I believe, next Wednesday. They're doing a presentation and so on. Let me read this very quickly because they've got a couple of briefs in their findings. It says here, now this is according to FIRE. These are college student surveys from like across the country. A record 1 in 3 students now find some level of acceptance to resorting to violence to stop a campus speech. Wow. 1 out of 3 kids say it's okay to be violent to stop somebody that you don't particularly like. That's incredible. All right? It says here students from both sides are starting to come together. A majority of students now oppose both liberal and conservative speakers. So in other words, we shouldn't have any speakers, apparently. Wow. Harvard has lost its bottom spot on the list. That's incredible.
Huh.
FIRE has given Harvard literally like a zero in recent years. Somebody apparently now is below Harvard. That's worth the interview right there. I want to find out. I'm dying to find out who that is or what school that is. I'm sure it's not Penn State. I'm going to bet money it's an Ivy League school.
Oh, boy.
I'll bet money it's an Ivy League school because I don't know what the heck they're doing in that bunch. I'm totally perplexed. Hey, we got a busy sports weekend.
We sure do.
We're both doing high school football tonight.
Yep.
Penn State tomorrow.
Folks, get out and enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again Monday.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports. 89.